Today's Amud is Megillah Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph by the top line, B'yamtiv Chamisha. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that during the week we have three aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed we have four aliyahs. B'yamtiv Chamisha and B'yom HaKippurim Shisha. On Yom Tov we have five, Yom Kippur six. And then we said on Shabbos, then we have seven aliyahs. So to ask the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah that says that that's the Seder of events? And the Mishnah also then said that on Shabbos you're not allowed to have less than seven, but if you want you could be Maisif. Who's the Tan that holds like this Din of our Mishnah? It's Loi Rabbi Yishmael, V'Loi Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't seem to fit within the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael or within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, where do we have the Shitas of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that B'Yom Tov Chamisha, U'B'Yom HaKippurim Shisha, U'B'Shabbos Shiva. That on Yom Tov we have five aliyahs, on Yom Kippur we have six, and Shabbos we have seven. So far that's exactly like our Mishnah. However, and this is going to be Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Shmuel continues and says that ein peich semehen ve'ein moisifin aleihen divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that you can't have less than these numbers, but you're also not allowed to add onto these numbers. Now in our Mishnah we said that you are allowed to add. So this that Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to add. So obviously the Tana of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva Aimer, that B'Yom Tov Chamisha, U'B'Yom HaKippurim Shiva, U'B'Shabbos Shisha. Rabbi Kiva switches it entirely. He has a whole different Seder than our Mishnah. He says that on Yom Tov you have five, Shabbos you have six, and Yom Kippur you have seven. Not like the Tan of our Mishnah, who said that on Yom Kippur you have six, and Shabbos you have seven. Rabbi Kiva says the other way around. He says Yom Kippur has seven, and Shabbos only has six aliyahs. And Paich Semehen of a Mesif and Alayan, that part is like our Mishnah, that you can't have less, be allowed to add. But the point is, ask the Gemara that money, that who is the Tan of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Yishmael Kasha Teisethes. If it's like Rabbi Yishmael, it can't be like Rabbi Yishmael, because then we have the problem, we have the with Teisethes, that our Mishnah says you are allowed to add, and Rabbi Yishmael says you're not allowed to add. And E Rabbi Akiva Kasha Shisha V'Shiva. And it can't be like Rabbi Akiva, because then we have the whole Seder out of order. We have it that in our Mishnah that Yom Kippur is 6 and Shabbos is 7, and Rabbi Akiva has it the other way, that Shabbos is 6 and Yom Kippur is 7. So Amar Rava, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmali. The Tana of our Mishnah is another Tana not listed in the previous Braisa. It's Tana Devei Rabbi Shmali. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmali. We have a Braisa from the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmali. That B'Yom Tev Chamisha B'Yom HaKippurim Shisha B'Shabbos Shiva. Mamish like our Mishnah. That Yom Tev is 5, Yom Kippur 6, and Shabbos is 7. And then they end off exactly like our Mishnah. Ein Paich Semehen Ava Maisif and Aleihen. You can't do less, but you are allowed to add. Divrei Rabbi Shmali. And that is the Shita of the Rosh Yeshiva. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. That's what the Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel's Yeshiva taught, that Rabbi Shmuel holds mamish like the Tan of our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, and then Kashad Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shmuel, before we quoted Rabbi Shmuel as saying, similar to our Mishnah, but he said that you're not allowed to add onto the Elias. So we have a Stira within the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. It's a Machlaikas Tanoim, what Rabbi Shmuel held. And our Mishnah goes like the Tan of Devei Rabbi Shmuel's version of Rabbi Shmuel, that it's Yom Tov 5, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7, you're not allowed to do less, and you are allowed to be Maisif. Says the Gemara now, Mantana Lahadetanya. So who is the Tan of the following Braisa? So again, so we just mentioned the Machlaikas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Do we say that on Yom Kippur there's 6 and Shabbos is 7? That's the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Or do we go like Rabbi Akiva and Yom Kippur is 7 and Shabbos is 6? Says the Gemara, amongst those two different Shitas, Mantana Lahadetanya. Who is the Tan of the following Braisa? The Braisa says like this, B'Yom Tov Ma'acharin Lavai. On Yom Tov, so we start shul late. Shachar starts a little bit later on Yom Tov because people come late. Why are people coming late to shul on Yom Tov? So Rashi explains that B'yom tov ma'achrin lavei, says Rashi lebeis hakneses, we come late to shul, shetzarech l'treyach besudas Yom Tov, because we have to be tireyach in the suda, kach mefirsh b'mesach ha'sayfrim. We're busy preparing the fun Yom Tov, you have a heter molacha l'tzarech ha'ichol nefesh. So people are busy preparing the food for the sudas Yom Tov. Memela, we need to start shachar a little bit late to give time to people to prepare the food. Ask the Yavetz, who's preparing the food? It's the woman's job to prepare the food. So ask the Yavetz, you can't make this up. So ask the Yavetz, why are we starting shul late? The men could come on time. Well, the women are the ones in the kitchen. So ask the Yavetz, why are we starting davening late? So far we have a good Ma'ar Mokoyim, but Lamai says Teretz doesn't exactly work out for us men. He says that no, but Nevada, the men are helping out. Either whether it's watching the kids, or helping cook. Men don't just let their wives do all the work. Nevada, they help out, and therefore we need to start shul late. So even though Be'ikr, it's the woman who's taking care of the Suda, but Nevada, the men are helping out, and therefore we start davening late. That's what the Ayavitz answers. Lamai says, I don't know why he doesn't just say that we start late for the women, meaning, some women like to come to shul, so if the women are cooking and in the morning, so maybe we should start late so that the woman could come on time. Yavetz didn't understand that was even a possibility. He asked that why should we start late? The men could come on time. His only tirus is that no, the men are helping out the women. Okay, so says the Braisa that in Yom Tif we're ma'achrin lavay. So we come late to shul on Yom Tif, umimharin latzeis, and we leave early. We make sure it's a quick davening. We need to get out quick. Some people are makbid about this every day. Why in Yom Tif specifically? Why does the Gemara say Davka on Yom Tif or Maharin Latzeis? So Rashi over here says, Mishum Simchas Yom Tif, because we have the Suda. We have Suda's Yom Tif to get to, and therefore we need to make sure that davening's not too long. The Magen Avraham actually says that this is like a rule. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Tif, in Simen Taf Kuf Chav Tes, and Sifka and Zayin, so he says that davening on Yom Tif is not supposed to be too long. It's not supposed to be too long. We need to have time. We want people to get to the Suda's Yom Tif, and therefore he says that davening on Yom Tif shouldn't be too long. A good Ma'ar Mokoyim for someone to show maybe his Rav if he wants the davening to move along a little bit. So that's what the Braisa says about Yom Tif, that we start later and we end earlier. V'yoyim HaKippurim, where there's no Suda to prepare, so Memarin Lavoy, we come early because we don't have anything to prepare. U'ma'achrin Latzeis, and we leave late. We'll get back to that in a moment. Then on Yom Kippur, davening is longer. Ubishabis memarin lavoi. Shabbos also, we can't cook, so we're memarin lavoi. Umemarin latzeis, and we're also memarin latzeis because we have the Suda Shabbos, we have Oinik Shabbos, so davening is not supposed to be too long. We're memarin lavoi, by the way. Rashi says, interesting thing, Rashi says that on Shabbos we go early, shekvar tiknu akol me'erev Shabbos, the food's already all prepared, we don't need to cook. In the morning, Uyafa Yitlamahayr Biasan Likrois Shema Kevasikin, and says Rashi, so it's a good idea on Shabbos to daven Vasikin. You don't have anything else to do. There's no work. There's no food to prepare. Everything's already cooked. So what else are you doing? So go early, daven Vasikin. It's interesting. This seems not like the Mordechai that the Ramah brings. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos and Simen Reish Pei Aleph. So the Ramah brings in the Mordechai that on Shabbos there's like kilu a minig Yisrael, or a minig Ashkenaz at least, to daven late, to start Shachar's later on Shabbos morning. He brings them a car because by the Tamid Shal Shachar during the week, so the Lashon of the Pasuk is Babaiker. Now you bring the carbon Tamid Babaiker. Whereas on Shabbos, says the Mordechai, on Shabbos, the Pasuk says Ubayayim HaShabbos. It doesn't say Babaiker early in the morning. It says during the day, Bayayim. So since Shachar's is fashioned after the Tamid Shal Shachar, there's a makar for on Shabbos morning to have a late Shachar's. Also a good Ma'ar Mokoyim for the Rav, that we could start davening later on Shabbos morning. That's what the Ramah brings from the Mordechai. But the Ma'isa, the Achrayim ask from our Gemara. It says in our Gemara that on Shabbos we're Mimharin lovely, that we go early. So some of the Achrayim, they answer that it's all relative. It's as opposed to Yom Tif, where we say we start late, so on Shabbos we start early. Now, Avada, it doesn't mean actually early. Klape a weekday, we're going to start late on Shabbos. Just Yom Tif is even later than that, because you have food to prepare. But on Shabbos, it's still going to be later than during the week, it's just earlier than Yom Tif. Lamaisa, from Rashi, it seems not like that. Rashi says you're starting Vasikin. Vasikin, you can't get any earlier than Vasikin. So from Rashi, it's mashma a little bit not like this Mordechai. Maybe don't show that Ma'ar Mokoyim to the Rav, but probably knows it already anyways. But that's what the Achrayim point out, that this Gemara seems to be a little bit not like that Mordechai. Again, you could say everything's relative. Says the Gemara, though, that Lema Rabbi Akiva. So again, so we have this Braisa, and the Braisa mentions the fact that on Yom Kippur we leave late, And on Shabbos, we leave early from shul, so davening on Yom Kippur is longer than davening on Shabbos. So why would davening on Yom Kippur be longer than davening on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Akiva de Isle Gavri Yaseira. You want to know why davening on Yom Kippur is longer than davening on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, it must be the Tana of this Braisa is Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds that there's an extra aliyah on Yom Kippur than there is on Shabbos. It's 6 aliyahs on Shabbos, 7 on Yom Kippur, and that's why davening on Yom Kippur is longer than davening on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a rai, it's not muchach, afilu tamer Rabbi Yishmael. The town of the Braisa could even be Rabbi Yishmael, that Be'etzem Shabbos is the one that has the extra aliyah. Shabbos has 7, and Yom Kippur has 6, but still Yom Kippur's davening is longer than Nafesh Sidur Adiyayma. Pashit, because the actual davening itself is longer. Not because there's an extra aliyah, it's because the actual davening, you have to go through the whole Avaida, Musaf, everything, so it's just pashit a longer davening. So that's why davening on Yom Kippur ends later than davening on Shabbat. It's very shver even just the Havamina. What the Havamina was, that because there's an extra liya on Yom Kippur, so therefore the davening on Yom Kippur is longer. The Rashba asked the Kasha, what type of Havamina is that? Because of one extra liya, so we say that the davening on Yom Kippur is longer than the davening on Shabbat. It reminds me a little bit of the joke that they say about the Yaki. Well, I hope no one gets offended. He says the Yaki was walking home, he was walking to shul one winter night, or driving to shul, and he calls his wife on the way to shul, on the way to Marif, and he calls his wife and he says, I just want to remind you that I'm going to be home a little bit late tonight. Tonight's December 4th or December 5th, and we're going to be saying V'sein Talu Mata Levracha instead of V'sein Bracha. We're going to be saying V'sein Talu Mata Levracha, right? An extra couple words, so I'm going to be late. So here too also, it's one extra aliyah. For one extra aliyah, that Gemara says that Yom Kippur is a longer davening than Shabbos. I guess for a Yaki, it's a Shvera Rashba. What's the Rashba's Kasha? Of course, it's a longer davening. It's an extra aliyah. But the Maisa, that's the Rashba's Kasha. I think he gives the teretz there, Ayin Sham. Anyway, so says the Gemara right there now. So it's not muchach that the town of that Braisa is Rabbi Akiva. It could just as well be Rabbi Shmuel. And Stam, the davening on Yom Kippur is longer than the davening on Shabbos. Says the Gemara right there now. Then Hani Shleisha Chamisha V'Sheva Kenegan Mi. We mentioned there are different days with different amount of aliyahs. On a weekday we have 3. On Rosh Chodesh we have 4. And Yichol HaMoed, that one the Gemara skips over here. On Yom Tov we have 5. Yom Kippur we skip over here also. Yom Kippur is 6. And then Shabbos we have 7. So Taisus points out that we skip Yom Kippur because the Gemara soon is going to get back to Yom Kippur. And we skip Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed because we already discussed that. Because there's a Karba Musaf, so therefore we have an extra Aliyah. The Gemara now is focusing on the 3, 5, and 7, even though really 3 we already spoke at also. Tzarchian, but the Maisa asked the Gemara that which we have 3 aliyahs on a weekday, 5 on Yom Tov, and 7 on Shabbos, what's that keneged? What are these numbers keneged? Says the Gemara that Pligi ba Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chad di'ime. That Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani had a machlaikas with someone else. Who? Umanu? Who is that someone else? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Va'amrila, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chad di'ime. Some say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi that had a machlaikas with someone else. Umanu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. So they were both having the machlaikas, it's just a question of how you word it. Va'amri la Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani, that he is the one who had the machlaikas with Rab Shimon ben Pazi. Al Kopanim, whoever the names are in the machlaikas, Chad Amar, one of them said the reason why we have 3, 5, and 7 is Keneged Berchas Kehanim. It's Keneged the words in the psukim of Berchas Kehanim. Berchas Kehanim has 3 different psukim. The first pasuk is Yivarecha Hashem Vishmerecha. That's 3 words. The next pasuk is Yair Hashem Panav Elecha Vichuneka. That's 5 words. And then the third pasuk is Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha Viyasim Lucha Shalom. So that's 7 words, so that's why we have 3, 5, and 7 keneged the words in the psukim of Berchas Kehanim. V'chad Amar, whereas the other one said that it's keneged Shleisha Shaimrei Asaf, Chamisha Meirayei Pnei HaMelech, and Shiva Rayei Pnei HaMelech. It's keneged the different advisors that surround the king. He has a different group of advisors. There's the 3 people that watch over him. There's the 5 that are considered the group of Meirayei Pnei HaMelech, and then there's another group called the Shiva Rayei Pnei HaMelech. So there's different groups of 3, 5, and 7. that are always around the king. So by Kriyas HaTorah, which also is like a Chashivas, like a Melech, so therefore we have the same numbers of Aliyahs. We have 3, 5, and 7 representing the guards of the king. Tanu Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef brought a Braisa, which says this as well, that Shleisha Chamisha Vusheva is Keneged, the Shleisha Shomri Asaf, Chamisha Murei Pnei HaMelech, and Shiva Rai Pnei HaMelech. So Rabbi Yosef actually brought it from a Braisa. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye questioned Rabbi Yosef, and he said that Ad HaInna, my time Olay Parish Lanmar, all of a sudden today I come to Yeshiva, and you're telling us that this is why we have 3, 5, and 7 Aliyahs, Keneged these different guards. Why didn't you tell us this until now? Interesting question, but okay. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yosef says to Abaye that Lo Yhavi Yadana the Tzrichusulei. I didn't realize that you were bothered by it, that you had this question, that you needed to know this. Maybe I thought you knew, you already knew. I didn't realize you needed me to teach you this. Umi Biisu Minay Milsav Lo Yamri Luchu. Did you ever ask me something I didn't answer? You could have just asked me. Very interesting Shaklavatario. But Al Kavanim, that's why we have 3, 5, and 7. Amar Le Yaakov Mina Rav Yehuda. So now says the Gemara that Yaakov Mina said to Rav Yehuda, now we're going to focus on the 6 Aliyahs of Yom Kippur. Hanishisha Yom HaKippurim Keneged Mi. Why do we have 6 Aliyahs on Yom Kippur? Now Taisus points out that this name Yaakov Mina seems very strange. Yaakov Mina almost sounds like Yaakov the Min. If Yaakov was a Min, so we wouldn't probably be quoting him in Shas. So Taisus says that maybe there's a different girsa of Yaakov Mitzah. Not that he was a Min. Rashi says, "Amar Yaakov mitzah garsinan shemava min lohayo maskira Yaakov daksiv shemer sham Yerkav." We wouldn't have mentioned his name. We wouldn't have mentioned Yaakov's name if he was a min, because we're not supposed to talk about the names of Rishayim. So therefore, Taisa says maybe we're supposed to have a different girsa of Yaakov mitzah. So this Yaakov said to Rav Yehuda that why do we have 6 Aliyahs on Yom Kippur? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yehuda responded that it's Keneged Shisha Sha'amdu Miminai Shal Ezra Ushisha Mismailai. It's Keneged that 6 people that stood on each side of Ezra when he read from the Torah. This is referring to when Ezra was Ayla, finally, to Yerushalayim. When he was Ayla to Yerushalayim, so he got to Yerushalayim and he read from the Torah, and he had people that stood on both sides of him, 6 on his right and 6 on his left. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yamid Ezra Seifra Migdal Eitz. Ezra stood on the wooden platform, Asher Asu LaDavar, that they made for this Kriya. V'yamid Etzlai Matisya V'shem. And he had all these 6 people al yamino on his right side, umismailai, and then on his left side he had the following 6. He had Pedia, Mishael, Umalkia, V'chashom, V'chashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. So now that's really 7. So that's what the Gemara asks. Hani Shiva Havu, on his left side, that's 7 names. Says the Gemara that Hainu Zechariah, Hainu Meshulam. Zechariah and Meshulam are the same person. It's Zechariah Meshulam. If you notice, everybody, there's a Vav. It's Pedia, Umishal, Umalkia, V'chashom, V'chashbadana, Zechariah Meshulam. Because Zechariah Meshulam is one name. It's really Zechariah Meshulam, it's the same name for the same person. So that's what the Gemara says, Hanu Zechariah, Hanu Meshulam. V'may Karu Meshulam. So why did Zechariah get this nickname Meshulam? Says the Gemara, the Mishalam be'oivade, because he was perfect in his ma'isim. Rashi says he was Tamim be'maisav. He was a Tamim. And because of that, he was called Meshulam, like he was complete. But really, it's the same person. Really, it's a reference to Zechariah. So there were 6 people on his right, 6 people on his left. Keneged that Kriya, we have 6 Aliyahs on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa, I call Eilin Laminyan Shiva. Anybody could get an Aliyah, and it could count towards the 7 Aliyahs that we're supposed to have on Shabbos. Vafilu Katan, Vafilu Isha, even a minor, and even a woman, they could get an Aliyah. However, says the Gemara, Aval Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said that Isha Lo Tikra B'Torah, that a woman should not read from the Torah, Mipnei Kavod Tzibur, it's a lack of Kavod Tzibur to have a woman get an Aliyah. Ibailu asked the Gemara now a Shaila. Now on this topic of what counts towards an Aliyah, so ask the Gemara Shaila, Maftir Mahu Shiala Laminyan Shiva. Does the one who gets Maftir, does that Aliyah count towards the 7 Aliyahs that we need to have on Shabbos? We know that we have 7 Aliyahs, and there's also a Maftir, there's also someone that reads from the Navi. Really, the Maftir just means that it's because he reads the Haftarah, he reads the Navi. We give the one who reads the Haftarah, we also give him an Aliyah, and the Gemara in a moment is going to explain to us why. Does that Aliyah, that the one who gets Maftir, the one who gets the Haftarah, does the Aliyah that we give him, does that Aliyah count towards the 7 Aliyahs? Is it 6 Aliyahs and then the Maftir Aliyah? Or is it 7 Aliyahs like we have it, and then the mafter aliyah. That's the Gemara Shaila. Does the mafter one count towards the seven or not? So says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, Chad Amar Ayla, V'chad Amar Eino Ayla. And so Machlaikas, one of them said it does count, so you have six, and then the mafter aliyah. The other one said it doesn't count, and you have seven aliyahs, and then you have the mafter aliyah. Manda Amar Ayla, the one who says that it counts towards the seven is because the Hakari. Why shouldn't it? He's reading from the Torah. He's making a bracha. Of course, it counts towards the seven aliyahs. Umanda Amar Eino Ayla, whereas the one who says that it doesn't count towards the seven, you have seven separate aliyahs, and then you have the mafter aliyah, it's because Kedula. It's because of that which Ula explained. The Amar Ula explained, Bibne Maha Mafter Benavi Tsaruch Shikra Bataira. Why is it that we give the one who reads the Haftarah, the Maftir, why is it that we give him also an Aliyah from the Torah? Why is it that he always reads from the Torah first? Mimnei Kavod Torah, it's because of Kavod Torah. It would be a lack of Kavod that just like we have different Aliyahs where a person reads from the Torah, so then we also have a separate Aliyah, so to speak, where a person reads the Navi. It's almost like equating Navi with Torah. So in order to make it that it's not equal, we have that the same person who reads the Navi, he also gets an Aliyah from the Torah, that there's no special aliyah, so to speak, of a person who reads the Haftarah. Before that person reads the Haftarah, he gets an aliyah from the actual Torah. So that's the only reason why he's getting the aliyah. The Kavan de Mishum Kava Torahu, so since his aliyah is just because of ulterior purposes, it's just because of Kavod Torah, so Leminyana Laisalik, it doesn't count towards the seven. So we have seven aliyahs, and that's how we paskin, that we have seven separate aliyahs, and then we have the one who's going to read the Haftarah, the one who's Ayla for Maftir, he also gets an aliyah, which we call it Maftir, but really that's referring to the fact that he's going to read the Haftarah. We also give him an aliyah before he reads the Haftarah. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, we have a kasha, how could you tell me that it's not Ayla? How could you tell me that there's seven aliyahs and then there's the maftir? We learned in the Braisa like this, ha-maftir banavi lo yivchais me'esrim ve'echad. Now when it comes to the Haftarah, so the one who's maftir banavi, he reads 21 psukim, esrim ve'echad psukim. And why does he read 21 psukim? It's keneged shiva shekaru batayra. It's keneged the seven aliyahs that we have. Since there's seven aliyahs, and the bare minimum of each aliyah is three psukim, so that's a total of 21. So therefore, the one who reads from the Navi, he reads 21 psukim. Now, says the Gemara, Ve'im Isa. Now, if it's true that Maftir is not Ayla min Aminyan, so it comes out that there's really eight aliyahs. There's seven aliyahs, and then there's the Maftir aliyah. So there's eight aliyahs. And if so, 8 times 3 is 24. So Esrim V'arba Havyan. It comes out that there's always a bare minimum of 24 psukim that have to be laid from the Torah. And if so, the Haftarah should have to be 24 psukim from the Navi, not 21. So says the Gemara, Kaven de Mishum Kava Tairahu, that no, since that last Aliyah, the Maftar Aliyah, someone's only reading from the Torah because of Kava Tairah, so therefore, Kenegde Nami Leibai, we don't need Psukim in the Haftarah, Kenegde that Aliyah, because it's not like a regular Aliyah. Maskefla Ravo, ask Rava Akasha now, that it comes out you're telling me that the Haftarah is always 21 psukim. So we're done with the machlaikas of Ayla or Eino Ayla. Now we're just going to ask Akasha on the actual Braisa. The Braisa mentioned that for the Haftarah you always have to read 21 psukim. Maskefla Ravo, Vahare Ayla Sehem Sifu, but there's the Haftarah that we have for Parshas Tzav of Ayla Sehem Sifu, which Dalehavyan Asrim Vachad. It's not 21 psukim. If you count it up, it's only 19. Ukarinon, and yet we read it. So how can we read that for the Haftarah if it's only 19 psukim? So says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Salik in Yana. Over there it's different because it's a complete Inyan. To read another two psukim, it would be halfway through the next Inyan. This is one Inyan, and therefore it's okay the fact that it's not 21 psukim. Ask the Gemara, Vehecha delay salak in Yana lay. And then if you're not going to finish the Inyan, if you're going to be only some of the way through, so then we say that you always have to have 21 psukim? Is that really true? You always have to have 21? Va'ama Rav Shmuel bar Abba said that Zimnin Sagiyan have a Kaimna Kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, that many times I was standing in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Vichi have a Karina Nasara Psuke, and once I read 10 psukim from the Navi, for the Haftarah, so Amarlan, he would say to us, Afsiku, okay, it's enough, you could stop over here. We only read 10 psukim, we didn't read 21, and he told us that we could stop. So says the Gemara, Makam Shiesh Targuman Shani. That's because in those times they had a Matargaman. And in being that they had a Matargaman, so that already it's different. Then you don't have to read 21. Then it's okay if you just read 10 psukim. The Tani Rab Tachlifa Bar Shmuel Leshanu Ela B'makim Shein Targuman. That the Braisa which says you need 21 is dafka in a place that you don't have a Matargaman. You don't have someone translating the psukim that you read. Ava B'makim Sheish Targuman Paisik. But if you're in a place where there's a Matargaman, so then you could stop even after just reading 10 psukim. Rashi explains it's because that would already be a lot of Tircha de Tzibura to read a full 21 psukim. And then have a Matargaman, then translate everything, that would be a tremendous Tircha de Tzibura, and therefore in a place where there's a Matargaman, so then you only need to read 10 psukim. It happens to work out, because 10 with the Matargaman is 20, if you repeat the last pasuk, it's 21, so everything ends up really working out anyways.